Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2013 Investor Conference Call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Mr. Michael Kuta. Please go ahead, Mr. Kuta.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q4 2013 Investor Conference Call of Amerigo Resources Ltd. on Thursday, February 27, 2014. Before we begin our presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking statements and information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Although we believe that the anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking statements and information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on forward-looking statements and information because they involve unknown and known risks, uncertainties, and other factors which may cause the actual results, performance, or achievements of the company to differ materially from anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements and information. You should review our press release issued February 26, 2014, and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking statements and information, and material factors that could cause our actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking statements or information made in this presentation. Now I'd like to introduce our Chairman and CEO, Dr. Klaus Zeitler.
Yes, good morning or good afternoon, wherever you are. I will make just a few general comments, and then I will hand over to Rob Henderson, our COO and President, and to Aurora Davidson, our CFO. 2013 was operationally a difficult year for Amerigo. We started out very nicely with good recoveries, good grades, both in from the fresh tailings as well as from Colivas. And then we had the unfortunate wall slide due to heavy rains in the beginning of the year, and that required us to change our mine plan in Colivas, which resulted in lower grades and lower recoveries due to the fact that the material which we mined, which we had to mine due to this wall slide, was originally not scheduled to be mined at this time. We always felt that this material is very low grade and has problems with respect to recovery, and we wanted to mine that at the end of the mine life of Colivas. However, we were forced to do that. So in the three remaining quarters, then our recoveries were significantly impacted by this change of mine plan. In a similar way, the fresh tailings did not have in 2013 and probably still in 2014 the same good characteristics, metallurgical characteristics, as they had before, and that is due to the fact that El Teniente had some problems with providing enough ore for their flotation and milling facilities. And they therefore had to go into an area which is a small open pit, and that material has very high content of oxide copper, which of course recovery scheme is not recoverable. So also in the fresh tailings, we had more problems than we originally anticipated. So having said that operationally we were really in a difficult period. We concentrated on containing our cost, and we were able to do that, and this cost containment program will continue into 2014. And because of this cost containment program, we were able at the end of the year still to have a small profit. And of course, as you saw in our press release, we had $19 million of cash flow. So considering the circumstances under which we had to operate, a pretty good result. So that's as far as I'd like to go on the operation side. With respect to our expansion project, which is built on this tailings pond, which is called Cauquenes, which is sitting above the Colibas tailings pond, we have made significant progress in respect to our negotiations with Codelco. I would consider 2013 really as the breakthrough year in these negotiations, and I'm sure that in a short period of time we will be able to say that the contract is signed. We also made good progress with respect to the environmental permit. We are expecting that permit to come through by the end of this quarter, and all this goes hand in hand with our efforts on financing the project. And again, there we have during the last quarter of last year and during this quarter made significant progress. As you know, we are dealing with a Spanish bank, BBVA, and they have taken the lead. They will form a consortium. And we are right now in quite advanced in the due diligence process for the bank, and so far this process is going quite well. So on all three fronts, contract negotiations, financing, and permitting, we are quite satisfied with the progress which we have made. And we hope that in all three areas we'll come to a positive conclusion in the very near future. That's all the comments I'd like to make at this point, and I want to hand over to Rob then.
Thank you, Klaus. For the year of 2013, I'm pleased to report that MVC operated safely, with record low incident rates, and we met our production guidance. Total annual production was 45.7 million pounds of copper and 809,000 pounds of molybdenum at a cash cost of $2.08 per pound of copper. MVC's continued and consistent focus on safety and operating margin under the constraints of low metal prices did lead to positive economic performance despite lower metal production compared to 2012. In the fourth quarter of 2013, MVC produced 12.3 million pounds of copper and 181,000 pounds of moly, with a cash cost of $2.19 per pound of copper. In Q4, MVC received less than expected tonnage of fresh tailings from El Teniente, and MVC's recoveries were also lower than expected due to the low sulfide content in the fresh tailings. MVC did well to extract a record annual tonnage from Colihues in 2013 with minimal capital expenditure. However, the grade and recovery at Colihues in Q4 continued to be low because of the limited access to better quality material as a result of the April flood event. The full capital development of the new Colihues mining area was postponed to 2014, and we expect to increase Colihues tonnage to 40,000 tons per day in Q2 this year. In Q4, MVC also produced 1.5 million pounds of copper via a tolling contract with Minera Maricunga. MVC purchases their byproduct copper concentrate, processes it, and blends it with theirs, and then sells it to the smelter. We expect an additional 2 million pounds of copper from this contract in 2014. As Klaus mentioned, our successful cost reduction efforts in the face of lower copper prices has resulted in important productivity gains and has enhanced our near-term growth profile via Cauquenes. Despite the significantly lower realized metal prices in 2013, we successfully achieved our cost guidance, and our cash cost of $2.08 per pound was 15% lower than 2012, and our 2013 capital expenditure of $10.4 million was less than half of what we spent in 2012. Our outlook for 2014 is that mine production is expected to be 45 million pounds of copper, 800,000 pounds of moly, plus 2 million pounds of copper from the tolling contract. Cash cost is expected to be between $2.15 and $2.25 per pound of copper, and our sustaining capex budget is $4 million. We expect to receive all the project approvals for the Cauquenes expansion project this quarter, and we are well underway with the due diligence process for financing of the $140 million project. I'll now hand over to Aurora Davison to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rob. Well, as we have highlighted in our news release, and both Klaus and Rob have touched on the same subject, 2013 was a strong year for Amerigo in respect of cash flow generated from operations. Before factoring in the noise that comes from changes in accounts payables, receivables, etc., Amerigo generated cash flow from operations of $19 million compared to $12 million in 2012. It's also worth mentioning that this $7 million additional operating cash flow was generated despite a 7% decline in average realized copper price for MVC and a 12% reduction in copper production. As can be seen from this brief analysis, the significant achievement in 2013 was a reduction in cost of sales. Cost of sales was in fact reduced by $45 million in 2013, and while the lion's share of the reduction came from lower power costs and lower royalties to El Teniente, a thorough cost reduction exercise was undertaken at MVC mid-year that yielded very positive results and will benefit MVC in coming years, both in respect of a leaner cost structure and a more efficient operation and processes. From a capital expenditures perspective, CapEx incurred in the year was $10.4 million, of which sustaining CapEx was $6.8 million. A substantial reduction from sustaining CapEx incurred in prior years. We anticipate that sustaining CapEx in 2014 will still be lower at approximately $3.8 million. Total cash used in the year to pay for CapEx was $13.4 million, which is $10 million less than the cash that we used for capital expenditure payments in 2012. Financing activities in 2013 were geared exclusively to pay $1.45 million of outstanding bank debt, leaving the company debt-free at this important time of obtaining project finance for the Cauquenes expansion. Our ending cash was $13 million, which represents an increase of $4.6 million in cash from starting levels in 2013.
Okay, that's our presentation. So if there are questions, we are quite happy to answer these questions.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participants register. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Stephen Uttridge from Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Good quarter in my looking at it from my point of view. Question, how long is it going to be before the low-grade 2006 tailings in Collahuasi are worked through?
Stephen, it's Rob here. We started into them last year. There are about 6 million tons there, and we do about 13 million tons a year. So in theory, it should take half a year's production we've got to go through, but we need to blend it because of the impact on the grade. So, in reality, it's going to be a year or more before we're totally out of the low-grade material in Collahuasi.
And Stephen, I think you have to understand there are two areas of low-grade. The area where we worked in 2013 is at the top end of Collahuasi, and that's the area which I mentioned we were originally not thinking of mining till the very end of the Collahuasi operation. The other one, the second low-grade area, is an area or is our tailings, which are sitting on top of the old tailings, and these tailings were deposited in 2000, if I remember correct, 2006 and 2007, when you may recall when there was a problem with the channel going down to the Karin tailings pond, and at that point, El Teniente was depositing their fresh tailings into Collahuasi. And these tailings are sitting on top of the old tailings. So that's where Rob referred to that in 2014, we will be in that area after this first quarter. And we'll have to work through that area with these low tailings, which were really fresh tailings from recent years.
Thank you. Once again, please press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from Joseph Rigor from Newport Beach. Please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Again, another good quarter, given the circumstances of the year. Two big questions. First one is looking at the financing for the $140 million. I know you've been working with this bank on things with that. Is the expectation for a bank financing of the full $140 million, or would there be an equity component expectation?
The banking consortium will not finance the full $140 million, so there will be a part which is not financed by the bank. We are not considering at this point to finance this through equity. There are various possibilities which we can use to finance that. First of all, internal cash flow creation. We think that if copper prices stay more or less where they are right now, we should be able to finance the remaining portion by this internal cash flow creation. If that would not be completely enough, there are other possibilities which we can use without going to the equity market. The equity market would be our last resort.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Stephen Uttridge from Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Okay, I just want to just follow up on the tailings thing. So really we're saying about the end of 2014, we'll be totally worked through all these lower grade stuff in the Collahuasi?
Yeah, I mean, that's about right, Stephen. What we're planning to do is to accelerate Calcanus. So as soon as we can get access into Calcanus, we will transition from Collahuasi into the better material in Calcanus. So, you know, we will in effect be planned to leave Collahuasi next year and start extracting Calcanus instead. So, yeah.
So there will be two sources of better material, hopefully next year, as Rob said, from Calcanus, and secondly, from better grade in Collahuasi.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Joseph Rigor from Newport Beach. Please go ahead.
Okay, guys. The second question was, is there a capital budget for this year excluding the Coquelicue's?
Excluding, sorry?
I'm sorry, yeah, excluding Coquelicue.
Excluding Calcanus, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is $3.8 million of sustaining capex.
Okay, that's down significantly from the 13.4 last year. Is there a basis for that, like what for the large difference?
Yeah, the 13 million that we incurred last year also had a Calcanus expansion component. We spent $6.8 million in sustaining capex, and the rest of our expenditure in 2014 was for Calcanus engineering and permitting.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. We have a follow-up question from Stephen Uttridge from Vancouver. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I guess I keep getting cut off on the questions. Can you start extracting from Calcanus before the $140 million is spent?
Yes.
So the $140 million expenditure will be over what, a one-year period or a two-year period?
Two-year period.
Okay, so that's and the reason for that is what? Is there oxide ore or something that you have to process out of Calcanus?
Yeah. Steve, what we've got to do is put in the infrastructure, hydraulic extraction at Calcanus, and that's a significant portion of the capital, but then we can process some of the Calcanus material through the existing mill and accept the slightly lower recoveries until we complete our new plant build-out where we can put all of the material through the new mill. So,
okay, so you're going to have to okay, so you'll have to spend on the hydraulic extraction for Calcanus first, obviously before it takes it out. That's going to be a few tens of millions of dollars for that too?
That's correct. So that's what we've got to get built first, and then we plan to put Calcanus in our existing mill,
mm-hmm.
albeit at slightly lower recoveries, and then transition everything to the new mill once it's complete.
But will existing cash you have on hand cover that getting started at Kalken, as I'd imagine it would.
That's what Klaus was saying. You know, the combination of debt financing plus cash generated and cash on hand at current prices should be sufficient.
Okay, that's what I figured. Okay, that's good. And this tolling contract.
But just to be clear, for the infrastructure and the extraction equipment for Cauquenes, that doesn't cover the whole bank financing yet. So for that, we don't need any internal cash flow.
But you would need the bank financing to cover it, right? So.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, that's good. And this tolling contract will go on for a while longer, but it can't be producing you very much income.
We've signed the contract for this year. They will be producing byproducts, you know, for a long time to come. So we expect it to continue in the future.
Okay. Well, do they truck it into you from somewhere?
That's correct. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, that's enough for me.
Thank you. The next question is from James Tang from Las Vegas. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. How long do you estimate the build-out of just the that Cauquenes extraction capability that we just talked about? How long would that take?
James, sorry, could you speak up? We couldn't hear you.
Sure. How long do you estimate the build-out of just the Cauquenes extraction capability that we just talked about? How long would that take?
James, it would take up to a year to get the initial Cauquenes tonnage out, and then another year to build out the plant. So, a two-year construction period.
Gotcha. And can we have an update on the alternative energy sources? Have you been looking into that?
Well, we continue to look at it. We haven't signed any agreement yet, but Chile does have some very interesting advances in solar. There are some small mini hydros still being built, so we haven't selected our final choice of alternative power supply, but we've got some very interesting proposals in front of us.
Okay, that's good for me.
Thank you. There are no further questions at this time. I'd like to return the meeting back over to Mr. Kuta.
Thank you very much, operator. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our call, and we look forward to talking to you again at the end of Q1. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The conference call has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.